弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。上一周的主日，从芝加哥来的林恒之牧师所传讲的信息的当中，有一点令我印象十分深刻，他就是说，神在基督里造我们啊，有他的目的，就是要分派我们出去结果子。
Last Sunday, Pastor Lynn's sermon about John 15:16, that God chose us and appointed us so that we might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.
在旧约的时代，神拣选了以色列民，并赐给他们迦南美地，期待他们像一棵栽在溪水旁的树，按时后结果子。
In the time of the Old Testament, God chose Israelite and gave them the land of Canaan in hope they shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that bear his fruit in his season.
然而当主耶稣第一次来的时候啊，在树上找不着什么，不过有叶子，于是主耶稣就审判那棵树，以色列从此就成为永不结果子的枯树。
But when the Lord Jesus came to the fig tree and found nothing on it except leaves, then he passed on judgment to the Israelites that they will never bear fruit again.
我们都知道，当时的以色列人的当中啊，有法利赛人在那里严守宗教传统，有撒都该人在那里服侍圣殿，还有那个文士在那里讲解圣经。看起来啊，就像一棵长满野子的树。
You know, among the Israelites in those days, there were the Pharisees who strictly followed the religious traditions, the Sadducees that served the holy temple, the scribes who teaches the Bible, all looking like trees with lots of leaves.
但是他们当中啊，没有神让他们所要结的果子，就是行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心、与神同行。否则的话，他们就不会把主耶稣钉在十字架上了。
But they didn't bear fruit that God has shown us, that is to do what is good, to act justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with God. Otherwise, they wouldn't have crucified Jesus on the cross.
当主耶稣再来的时候，或者说当我们离开这个世界去见主的时候，我们希望主在我们里面啊，不至于找不到什么。
When God came again, or in other words, when the time comes for us to leave the world to see God, let's not be like the fig trees with nothing found. Because God knows us by the fruits we bear.
他说过，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不等都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Follow the scripture, Matthew 7:21.
遵行天父旨意的人，就是在主耶稣里面啊蒙拣选并结出美善果子的人。
Those who obey God's will are chosen by God to bear fruit that are good and kind.
我们应当知道，靠着我们自己的本性是不可能结出神要我们所结出的果子来的。
One thing we should know, we can't bear fruit by just ourselves.
正如上次我们讲到，要在基督里面找熟灵的马拉来喂养我们的生命，以致结出神所喜悦的果子。
Just like last sermon in the series we talked about, we ought to find the bread of life in Christ to nurture us and bring forth the fruits that please God.
那我们再来看腓立比书的这一段圣经，2:1-2这样说：所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
盼望大家能够啊，往自己的里面看看啊， 应当看到我们在基督里有什么，因为基督在我们的里面是丰富的，有大能的。
Let's look into our hearts. We should be able to see what we have from being united with Christ, because Jesus Christ is abundant and powerful in us.
上回啊，我们找到在基督里的劝勉是脱下旧人，穿上新人，但我们只讲了脱下旧人，还没有说到穿上新人，所以今天我们要继续的往下讲。
In my previous sermon, we talked about Ephesians 4:21-22. We ought to put away our former life, a way of life, our old self, but put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And we're going to continue.
我们已经讲了，旧人如果不脱去啊，就无法穿上新人。
Without putting off the old self, we can't really put on the new self.
旧人有旧人的行为，新人有新人的行为。人是一个，要么是旧人在活，要么就是新人在活。
You either live as the old self or live as the new self. They are mutually exclusive.
我们怎么知道是旧人在活呢？圣经里面有一个清单给我们来对照。
So how do we know it's the old self or the new self then? The Bible clearly lays out for us.
淫乱、污秽、邪情。恶欲、贪婪、破败偶像，还有恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、诽谤，并口中污秽的言语，彼此说谎。
These are listed in Colossians 3:5.
如果把我们的存心、我们的行为和我们的动机啊，拿来和这个清单对照一下，我们立刻就知道我们是不是还是活着的旧人。但很不幸的是，基督徒往往不把这个清单拿来对照自己，却常常用它来论断别人。
If we compare ourselves to this list, we'll know right away if we're living as old self. But more often or not, Christians use this passage to judge others rather than examining ourselves.
上一回我们又说了，那这些旧人的行为不是我们要一件一件去慢慢改正。但是当我们受洗归入基督的死的时候，我们旧人啊已经与主一同埋葬了。
We're not trying to correct our old self little by little because when we are baptized to Christ, our old self have already been buried with the Lord.
每当他要活过来，我们应当记得圣经的经句是这样说：你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了。你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
Every time the old self comes back, we should remember this verse from Colossians 3:2.
一般我们把死亡当成一件不好的事，当成一件坏事，但这里讲到你们已经死了这五个字啊，真是世上最好的一个消息，对不对？
So here death is not bad at all. It is actually the greatest news in the world.
我们旧人已经死了，这还不等于你就是新的人。要活出新人来啊，不要忘了我们要穿上新人。
But when our old self died, you're not your new self yet, because you have to put on new self and live as new self.
那上次我们说了，脱下旧人怎么脱？今天呢，我们该花点时间来看看啊，穿上新人怎么穿
？We've talked about how to take off or put off old self last time. Today we'll spend more time talking about how to put on new self.
我们一起来读这一段圣经。腓立比书的2:1-2，我们一起来读。
So let's read the scriptures in Philippians chapter 2:1-2 together.
所以在基督里原有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。使我们的喜乐可以满足。那从这两段圣经能不能看出啊， 这个穿上新衣的一个诀窍，大家能不能看出来？
So from these verses, do you see any tips about putting on new self?
如果从我看来的话，这里有四个字，就是若有就要。
So I saw two things that are important from these verses. First, if you have, and second, then make.
给大家一个例句，就是若有什么劝勉，就要有一个什么意念。
So for example, the sentence goes, if you have any encouragement, then be one in spirit and purpose.
那今年在我们教会有一个劝勉，就是要复兴，要复兴我们个人，要复兴家庭，要复兴教会。
This year, the encouragement from our church is revival. Revival of yourself, your family, and church.
若有复兴的劝勉，我们就要有一个什么意念呢？大家一起说。
If you have encouragement of revival, then what? Let's say it together. Then what?
要怎么说？好，就要同有一个复兴的意念。这个就叫做穿上新人，并且是大家一同穿上。
Then that's be one in spirit and purpose for revival, and that's what we call putting on new self, and it's everybody at the same time.
我小的时候，哎，我们小的时候很穷，只有过年的时候才有新衣服、新鞋子穿啊。所以到了大年初一，大家都穿上了新衣新鞋啊，喜气洋洋。
When I was little, we didn't have much money, and we can't really afford new clothes until the New Year's time. And when the New Year's came, everybody was dressed up and so happy.
要是平常只有你一个人穿着新衣服、新鞋子，别人就会问你：“哎，你到底有什么喜事呢？”问多了的话，你也不觉得很不自在，对不对
？But if not for special occasions, you dressed up all of a sudden, people ask, "What's with you?" And you probably don't feel comfortable being asked either.
我小的时候从来不穿着，平常啊，从来不穿着新衣服、新鞋子出门，因为出去了以后很尴尬，所以说我总是弄点脏东西抹在上面。这样出去的话就很自在一些。
When I was a kid, I didn't like wearing new clothes out. I would get dirt or mud on there and felt much better because then it looked old.
那同样的，在教会里面啊，大家都不传福音，都不报好消息。那只有你一个人去传福音，一个人去报好消息，是很不自在的啊。这样久而久之，你就也就没有力气干这件事情了。
In a similar way, if it's only yourself sharing gospels or the good news with others and the rest of the church do not, you'll probably feel weird and uncomfortable and probably unmotivated eventually.
所以说只有大家同心合一的来传讲福音，才能够兴旺福音，哎，才能够复兴教会。
So only us working together, being one in spirit and purpose, can we become greater and revive our church.
那我们在辅导年轻的弟兄姐妹恋爱婚姻的时候啊，总是希望二人是信主的。
When I do the premarital counseling with young couples in our church, I always hope they have the same faith in Christ.
因为一个人愿意穿上新人，另一个却执意要活在旧人的里面，那他们的恋爱和婚姻肯定会有问题。
Because if one of them is willing to put on new self while the other insists living in the old self, their relationship and marriage will have lots of issues.
我们为年轻的弟兄姐妹提供的婚前辅导课程，是为愿意一同穿上新人的弟兄或姐妹量身定做的。所以呢，课程很简短，只有六个课时。
The premarital counseling is intended for brothers and sisters that are willing to put on new self, so the session is short, only 6 hours.
因为主耶稣说过，人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。
Jesus said, if anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own.
如果恋爱或者婚姻中有一个人不愿意穿上新人，没有立志遵着神的旨意行，那再多再长的恋爱辅导、婚前辅导、婚后辅导都不可能解决实质上的问题。
If one person in a relationship or marriage is not willing to put on new self or do God's will, it is the fundamental problem that can't be solved by any counseling.
那在这里我要做一个广告，希望年轻的弟兄姐妹都来抽时间参加我和慧英，就是你们的师母提供的婚前辅导课程，因为这是我所知道的时间最短的婚恋辅导课程。
By the way, putting the words out there, brothers and sisters, hope you can join us in the premarital counseling. It is the shortest lessons I've known.
目的是为了帮助弟兄姐妹理清方向，按照神所预备的来找到配偶，并同心合一的进入神所设立的婚姻，以便建造合神心意的家庭，养育敬虔的儿女。
The purpose of these sessions is to help you find a clear direction and follow God's will in relationship and marriage in the future, be like-minded, entering the holy matrimony, and build a family that serves God and dedicate your children to Christ.
而且要特别的声明，我们这个婚前辅导啊，并不单单是适合那些快要结婚的那个小夫妻啊，而且适合所有愿意明白神设立婚姻的目的和心意的人。如果你还没有找到对象，你就可以来参加，这样避免一开始就走错路。那如果你们已经结婚了，可以来补课。
And a special note, this session is not only for couples that are soon to be married, but also for those that understand the meaning and purpose of marriage established by God. If you haven't found your significant others, you're also welcome to come, so you'll set foot on the right path when you do find someone. If you are married already, you can also come to join us to make up the lessons.
在这个基督里有什么劝勉的后面呢？这里讲到爱心有什么安慰。
In Philippians 2:1-2 says, if you have any encouragement being united with Christ. And right after that, it says, if any comfort from his love.
我们常常在想，我的里面有没有爱心我们在问自己。或者说我们期望我们有更多的爱心，甚至呢，我们等主给我们多一点的爱心。
We often think, well, I don't have a loving heart, or I want to be more loving, or I'm waiting for God to give me a loving heart.
但这里呢，不是这样讲。你既然是有一个新人，或者说已经是一个新人，那么在你的新人里面一定有爱心。
But actually, if you are new self, then you are a new person, and you should have love in your heart.
那你要做的事情就是要从爱心里面找到有什么，而不是坐在那里空等空想。
What you ought to do is to look for what is in love.
那在爱里面，爱心的里面到底有什么？大家知不知道
？So what is in love?
那这里给我们的例子就是安慰。
Here's the example is comfort.
那这是一个非常美的词。那对于伤痛的人安慰是一剂良药。对于受挫的人，安慰就是真正的鼓励。
Comfort is such a wonderful word. To people in sorrow, comfort is like a dose of medicine. To people in failure and frustration, comfort is very encouraging.
安慰不一定必须要说什么中听的话给别人，因为我们常常讲，我不知道用什么样的话来安慰他。其实呢，安慰不见得是要讲话。
Isn't really saying good things, or we often say, well, I don't know what to say to comfort him, but you may not need words, actually.
那你若真的是有爱心，必然晓得怎样去安慰人，陪着他是安慰，容他自己安静一会儿也是安慰。
If you love others, you know how to comfort them. Comfort can be simply being someone's company or letting someone just be alone.
闭口的安慰往往比开口的安慰要更好，就像朋友们试图去安慰约伯的这样的例子。
Sometimes no words is better than words, because I'm sure everybody remember the example of Job and his friend trying to comfort him, right?
那行动的安慰必然胜过言语的安慰，就像雅各书这样说。
So an action of caring is actually better than words, and just like the scriptures in James 2:15.
若是弟兄和姐妹持身露体，又缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说：“平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得暖，吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？”
follow the scriptures on the screen.
那么福音本身呢，也是安慰。那在以赛亚书的40章，被用来做弥赛亚神曲的第一首歌，头两节是这样说。
So the gospel itself, is actually comfort, and just like Isaiah chapter 40 says.
你们的神说，你们要安慰，安慰我的百姓，要对耶路撒冷所安慰的话，又向他宣告说，他征战的日子已满了，他的罪孽赦免了，他为自己的一切罪从耶和华手中加倍受罚。那等我们年龄稍大一点啊，经历的事情多了，我们就会晓得，当别人，尤其是家里的人啊，在彷徨无望的时候，比如说遭患难或者是重病，那么我们的信心啊，就能够成为他们的安慰。
When we're old, and more mature, we'll realize when others, especially family, are in danger or sickness, our faith in Christ can actually become their comfort.
这是一件应该是一件很自然的事情。如果我们有信心，我们就会安慰他们。但是呢，我们要明白啊，对于那些身患绝症的，还没有信主的家人或者是朋友啊，与其逼着他来做绝志祷告，还不如用爱心安慰他，轻轻地劝他去呼求耶稣的安慰，直到那个死荫的幽谷的时候，他如果能够呼求主耶稣的名啊，仍然为时不晚。
But we should also know that we shouldn't force others to believe in Christ, especially friends that have like cancer or other incurable disease, but rather we can comfort him with love and help him and search and pray for God's comfort.
那反过来说，当我们想去安慰别人的时候，我们也就明白了啊，那就是我们心任里面的爱心了。
So when we want to comfort others, then it actually shows our love in Christ.
在腓立比书作为新人表现的第三个例子，就是在圣灵里有什么交通。
The third example of new self from Philippians is any fellowship with the Spirit.
那这可能是今天的教导，或者是说神学里面啊，争论最多的一个题目了。因为呢，有人说要浑身过电说方言才算是有圣灵，那有人说要有特别的经历才是处于圣灵。
This might be the most controversial topic in theology because some will say you can only speak tongue or experience something special to be in the fellowship with the Spirit.
那不管人家怎么讲啊，我们回到圣经这里呢，意思就很明白，要在圣灵里面找什么？那圣灵里面到底有什么？
Regardless, going back to the Bible, the scripture is very clear that we should look for what's in the Spirit. So what is in the Spirit then?
那这里讲的是交通，英文就是 fellowship with the Spirit, 是多么有意思的一个词啊，很有意思。
And yes, it's actually fellowship. It's an interesting word.
那什么是交通？什么是 fellowship?
So what is fellowship then?
我们每天都挂在嘴上，但是我们自己却常常不知道它到底是什么意思。
We say it a lot of times, but don't always know what it actually means.
从中国来的人啊，我们就会说啊，我们最好用交流，因为交流好像我们知道是什么意思，但是实际上也不很准确啊。因为交流就是说你对我讲一讲，我对你讲一讲，但是呢，圣灵的交通也不见得就是这样。
Chinese like to interpret it as communication, but it's not exactly because communication is like two people talking to each other, but fellowship with the Spirit is not necessarily the same.
那圣灵给你一个交通的感动，你去说，说完以后却不见得一定要得到所期盼的这样的回应。
When the Holy Spirit nudges you to fellowship with someone, you may not, expect the response.You may not get the response as you had hoped.
那对方明白或者是不明白，自有圣灵啊在他里面做工。那么我们就应当用宽容忍耐的心啊去面对意想不到的回应，避免呢引起纷争。
The other person you're talking to may or may not understand where you're coming from. Just let Holy Spirit work in his heart, and you ought to be patient and forgiving to avoid bickering and dispute.
所谓的交通，我们可以简单的呢这样想，就是说从一处，哎，把意思传到另一处，传好的意思呢就叫做交通，传坏的啊就叫做污染传染，好像这样比较简单，哎的一个理解。
Fellowship, you can understand it as passing on from one place to another. It can be good or bad. Bad fellowship is like polluting and infecting another place.
那比如说你呢，哎，有感动，要想传福音给你的室友，那这就是出于圣灵要你去做的这样的一个交通。如果有这样的交通的感动呢，你就去交通好了。
For example, if the Holy Spirit tells you to have fellowship with your roommate, then you should do it.
那你交通完了，他听不进去，反而骂你几句啊，你呢也不必再说下去，也不要跟他争辩。针锋相对，以至于不欢而散。
But if your roommate doesn't listen and curse, you don't have to continue and don't argue with him.
那这个时候你的心里就应该有慈悲怜悯，来为他祷告，更多的去关爱他。
And instead pray for him and care for him with tenderness and compassion.
又比如说你丈夫啊，在实验室受了老板的气。回到家里的呀，口出粗言恶语。那做姐妹的，当时我给她一些正儿八经的在基督里的劝勉呢，她很可能完全听不进去。不如给她一点爱心里的安慰，哎，给她泡杯茶，哎，做点好吃的给她。
Another example, if a husband is frustrated with his boss at work, came home cursing, and right then and there, if the wife says to him, "So seriously, any encouragement?" From being united with Christ, the husband
但是光有爱心的这样的安慰还不够的，因为他不应该口出恶言。因此呢，做太太的一边为他揉肩捏脚啊，一边在里面想啊，圣灵你到底有什么交通要给他说呢
？But only comfort from love is not enough because the husband shouldn't have, said the bad things. So the wife should give him a nice massage and look for fellowship in the spirit.
那如果你顺着他说。这个老板真不是东西，看我们的中国人好欺负，你天天为他卖命，他还出言不逊啊，那这是不是圣灵的交通呢
？But if you say your boss is bad, he slaves you, you work so hard, he shouldn't say mean things to you. Is this fellowship in the spirit?
是不是
？Is it?
大家是还不是？大家摇头啊。
Yes or no?
那为什么不是呢？因为这是出于救人的恼恨、愤怒。恶毒或诽谤。
Oh, why not? Well, actually, because this is anger, race, malice, slander from the old self.
那如果你换个方式这样说，哎呀，我知道你很生气啊，但你这样讲话好像不是孩子们的好榜样。那很多时候，主容许我们，临到这样一些事情，正是为了看看我们是怎么样的反应啊，怎么来表现。那你这样说的话。可能是出于圣灵的交通啊。
If you say, "Well, I know you're angry, but we should be setting an example for our kids, right? Sometimes these things happen to us is to test our reaction and responses, to these tests, and this could be from the fellowship from the Spirit." Then,
若有了圣灵里的交通，那做丈夫的就得与妻子意念相同；若有爱心的安慰，要与他爱心相同。那这就是腓立比书在这里给我们的劝勉。
With fellowship in the spirit, the husband and wife will be like-minded. With comfort from love, they'll both be loving. And this is the encouragement in the Philippians.
最后一样，就是在心中有什么慈悲怜悯，那应该是比较容易明白的事。
Then the last thing mentioned in Philippians is tenderness and compassion. And this is easier to understand for us.
当你对他人啊劝勉不动，安慰无效，交通不畅的时候，啊，心中一定要有从神那里来的慈悲怜悯。
When encouragement, comfort, and fellowship fail, you need the tenderness and compassion from God.
因为我们今天的时间有限，也只能讲到这里了。
Time's up for today, and we're going to wrap up here.
那圣经的话是神在圣灵里 对我们的交通。神既然要对我们说话，他必然不会啊讲一些我们听不懂的东西。
Bible is God's words and is a fellowship with us in the Spirit. If God wants to tell us something, it can't be something so difficult to understand.
我们若是真心想做主的门徒，愿意被主复兴起来，那么我们听见了就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
If we're true disciples of God and are willing to be revived in the Lord, we ought to be like-minded, have the same love, and be one in spirit and purpose.
这样的话，主啊，必然复兴我们自己，复兴我们的家庭，复兴我们的教会。
So this way, God will for sure revive us, our family, and our church.
让我们一起来祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
慈爱的天父上帝。
Dear Heavenly Father.
感谢你赐下圣灵的玛拉来喂养我们在基督里的生命。
Thank you for giving us your word, the bread of life, to help us grow.
求你帮助在家里、在教会里，弟兄姐妹一同穿上新人，学习在爱心里安慰别人，在圣灵里与人交通，并结出美善的果子。
I pray that you help each of us put on the new self, learn to comfort others from love.Fellowship in the Spirit, bear fruits of goodness and kindness.
在见到主耶稣的时候，能够被认出是真正的门徒。
So God may know us as His disciples.
祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.